Hello, this is actually just a really quick tutorial from Dan Allen about Bouncy Castle. Just going over how to use gaps in the timeline. You'll notice in Final Cut Pro 10 that when you actually try and move a clip outside of, or not next to a clip, it kind of springs it back a bit like a Windows Movie Maker, which is never a good sign. Now there's actually a few things to do. You can just grab a clip. Insert it and reduce it to the size you want the gap to be, and then you can press replace with gap or simply hit the delete button. And you can see now it's added something called a gap media. You can see over in the inspector you can see it says gap. However, obviously this is quite tiresome having to drag a temporary clip in all the time, but there is a very easy way to do it. If you go into the tools, you can see there's actually a tool called the position tool, and this actually works similarly to how the timeline in Final Cut Pro 7 and in most other professional editors works, where you can simply grab your video, move it wherever you want, and let go, and it automatically creates a gap media for you. And just like it would do any other shot, you can go back into the select tool, which is A. You can double click on the edit point and you can trim frames off, just like any other tool, just like any other media, my bad. Now, the advantage of having gap media as opposed to just having a break is simply that it allows the magnetic timeline to function accurately. Let's say I had an audio clip linked to a clip over here, and then I inserted a clip here, but then there was just a gap and no gap media, it wouldn't know whether to collapse it or not. This gap media allows you to tell Final Cut exactly how long you want your gap to be, where it is, which clips it's in between, and it will function very nicely. It is useful, but you just got to get used to it first. I would recommend remembering the keyboard shortcuts. So if we go in here, it even tells you use P for the position tool and A for the select tool. So we can just select the position tool or hit P, and then we can move it around again. And we can even move this clip over here. And you can see now it's created two separate clips. And we're just going to hit A to go back into the select tool. You can delete these gaps, just like you would do any other clip. And that is the bottom line of how gap media works inside Final Cut Pro 10. Just kind of an overview of why it's there, what it allows you to do, how it works, how to quickly add a gap media. Just remember to hit the P for the position tool. And that will allow you to move the clips wherever you want them without feeling restricted by the bouncy magnetic timeline. So I hope this was slightly useful. Thank you very much for watching. Please note that you don't have this problem with audio. Audio can genuinely go anywhere. But